I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face everywhere, every day. Let's pro-age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I get hacked as F on my journey to optimum health, not just with my body, but mind and spirit. Okay, everybody, how to finish what you start. This is such a huge thing for so many people. I made a poll on my Instagram story asking people if they have trouble finishing what they start, and the response was overwhelmingly yes, they have trouble finishing what they start. It's crazy, and that is the world that we live in now. Everyone wants microwave success, microwave results. That's just the society that we have. And the fact of the matter is, some things just cannot happen in a flash. Some things take work and take time. Most good things do. So I wanted to share with you guys how I have been able to finish what I start. Now, it hasn't always been like this. Not at all. Definitely not. It's actually not so much about the thing you're doing, but more about your relationship with yourself and trusting yourself. And see, most of us have at one point or another quite often let ourselves down. Like if someone says to you, hey, let's go to the gym tomorrow at this time, you will most likely be there, right? If you say you're going to be there, you will most likely be there. I have met a person who actually doesn't always do that. But but mostly, if you make a commitment to someone else, you are most likely going to show up. Am I right? But if you were just saying to yourself, I'll go to the gym tomorrow afternoon, it's much, much higher that you may just not go at all. You'll talk yourself out of it somehow and you won't show up. Now, why is it okay to cancel on yourself but not cancel on someone else? Why is it that it's okay to let yourself down but letting someone else down is a different ballgame? Like, you wouldn't do that. You might, but just not as often as you would do it to yourself. Why is that? Why don't you deserve to have to show up for yourself? Why not? It's just something that's happened over an amount of time. We put ourselves last. We let ourselves get away with things and we think we're actually, you know, being easy on ourselves, but we're actually devaluing ourselves. We don't value ourselves enough to actually show up for ourselves. It's a characteristic of low self-esteem, not being able to show up for yourself. That may have hit you hard, but it shows low self-esteem if you don't do what you say you're going to do. You don't trust yourself enough to be able to follow through, whether it be with others or just yourself. And so often we don't even do that for ourselves. And there's a whole different number of reasons why you or I had made it to that point. But today, what I want to do is tell you how you can start to build that self-esteem again and to actually start following through on the things that you promised yourself you'd do. So now this started for me. I came to this realization about a year and a half ago. I was in a women's workshop and we just our mentor, our coach for the workshop, Catherine Taylor, said to us that it's just we just don't keep up. Why do you not keep your promises to yourself? Like, why not? And it's just sort of a build up of things over a amount of time, but you can slowly get that trust back. The fact is, you can't follow through because you don't trust yourself. You don't believe you're going to do it anyway. So when you don't do it, you're not surprised. And so you don't even want to try things. You don't even want to commit to things because you don't trust that you'll even do it, that you'll even make it, that you'll even show up for yourself. That's freaking devastating. That's so sad. Have you ever wanted to do something? Say a challenge has come up, a 30-day challenge, and you wanted to do it. Like, so I did a 30-day burpee challenge and I freaking did it. It was unreal that I actually committed to it and actually finished it, but I did. And And have you ever wanted to do something? Maybe you haven't wanted to do a burpee challenge. That might sound extremely insane to you, but I love burpees. But you may have wanted to do something. I don't know, whether it be eat ice cream every day for 30 days. Maybe that was a challenge you wanted to take up, but you just couldn't because you knew you wouldn't be able to follow through. You knew you couldn't trust yourself to actually deliver. So you didn't do it. You didn't even give yourself a chance because you just don't have that trust there. So how, my friends, how can you rebuild that trust for yourself and start actually following through and actually showing up for yourself, which will have a flow-on effect to show up for others too if you have a hard time showing up for other people? So let me tell you this. This is what you need to do. You need to make a tiny, tiny, tiny promise to yourself. Something small and achievable. Something that you need to do every day. Promise yourself you're going to do this every single day. And when you start to do that thing every day, you build up a trust on a subconscious level. It's not something that you may even think about, but it'll change your life. So let me tell you what I did. I made a promise to myself that no matter what happens, I will brush my teeth before bed. No matter what. No matter if I'm in a different house, if I've been out that night, if just no matter what, I'm going to do that. Now, this is something that you should probably already do, but I let it pass. Like, I let it slip many times. But I decided, no, this is a thing I'm not going to negotiate on. I'm going to brush my teeth before bed every night, no matter what. Since I made that promise to myself in March last year, I have only missed one time, and that was Christmas Day, Christmas night last year when I came home from Christmas at my brother's house and I had drank too much. I was exhausted, and that was the only time, and I haven't, and again, since that day, I haven't not kept my promise to myself. Which is just freaking unreal. It's so awesome. I'm so proud. But that's had such a big flow-on effect. Since then, I've done a 30-day burpee challenge. A 30-day burpee challenge, and I committed to it, and I finished it. Another way that I actually managed to finish that was because I made a public declaration that I was going to do this burpee challenge and I was going to film the whole thing. And you can see this video on my YouTube channel. I do have it because I did complete the 30-day burpee challenge. It took me a few more than 30 days, not going to lie to you, but I did get it done. And then following that, I did a 30-day plank challenge. So I'm just strengthening that self-belief muscle. Oh, we spoke about self-belief already. And I told you that it was bullshit. I said it in a couple of episodes ago. And I'm not saying it's not bullshit. You don't have to have self-belief to start because you don't start with it. But it's something that you need to build. You don't need to have it in order to start. You just make your promise to yourself and you just fucking do it. You just do it every day. You just keep doing it. You just keep doing it because that's who you are. You show up for yourself. That's the kind of person you are. You're a person who keeps your word. You keeps your commitments to yourself. That is you. That is who you are. And that is one of the most attractive traits in a person, that you know that when they say they're going to do something, they do it. And you deserve to be that person for yourself. You deserve that. If you don't have a person in your life who's like that for you, then be that person. If you say you're going to go to the gym tomorrow, then you fucking go and you do it. And it just feels unreal when you keep a promise to yourself. It feels amazing. So, I don't want to give you information that you can't actually act upon, because I feel like we all get so caught up in the details and in our head that we don't actually action things. So what I want you to do is choose something, just something small, whatever suits your lifestyle, and just start and commit to doing that, whatever your commitment may be, every day. Like I did my toothbrush thingy every day. Just keep doing it. And little by little, you build up that trust in yourself that has been broken, because you've broken that trust to yourself over and over and over and over and over. And if you had a friend who just kept breaking your trust, breaking your trust, breaking your trust, bailing, 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 would you keep them around? You wouldn't. Well, you might, because you have very low self-esteem as well. Or you really, really love them. you don't deserve to be treated that way. You deserve to show up for yourself and you deserve that respect, because that is what it is. It's self-respect. So gain back your self-respect and get your trust in yourself by just committing to doing one thing every day and just keep doing it and watch your world change. Watch yourself be able to start projects and actually finish them because you trust yourself and you know it's going to happen and you show up for yourself. Now we can get caught up here because you may start things and not finish them. So I've done this 100 million times. I've started lots of different things and I haven't finished them. And that is not necessarily about self-trust. That is because I've chosen to go a different path. Now I'm not going to choose to go a different path with my teeth brushing. So choose something that you're not going to take a different path, because that's just hygiene and that's just something you should be fucking doing. So choose a thing that's not going to be like changing your path. If you're going to say, I'm going to write a blog every day, and then you decide that you're not going to be a blogger anymore, well, don't choose something like that that might change. Choose something that is going to be consistent, whatever it's going to be, whether you're going to decide to meditate every morning or you're going to do the washing up before you go to bed or whatever it is, that's going to be something simple. It just has to be something small and simple that will change, that will rebuild that trust in yourself and rebuild that self-respect. And once you have nailed that, watch out, world. You are going to be unstoppable. You're going to be able to follow through on things and actually get shit done and actually show up for yourself, and it's going to be unreal. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Hacked As F, fellow hacker. If you want to hear more, then you know what to do. You rate, you comment, you subscribe, you tell us what you want to hear, and we'll find ways and teach you ways of optimizing your life in every possible way.